This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war. Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the roots on fire.
So thank you to some of my fans out there. Some great comments. Really appreciate those comments. As I said earlier in the show, Dave said, Wayne, only you can get President Trump in the interview. Pretty much at will. I believe your show is more powerful than Clay and Buck's show or any other show. Too bad they didn't hire you to take over Russia's spot. They missed out big time. Another great fan of mine, Doc Jim. He calls himself. He's a doctor, an MD. Jim says, Wayne, best Trump interview ever. You know the right things to ask Trump. He recognizes your intelligence and loyalty and the truth that just flows when you guys converse. Keep up the good work. We got to figure out a way to get you behind the EIB microphone where you actually belong. Everyone seems to be obsessed with Wayne Root replacing Rush. I'm not obsessed with it. I'm happy where I am. All America needs to hear this interview. You're getting the truth out about everything that no one else has been able to do. I loved finally hearing it from the horse's mouth, his opinion on Bill Barr. Never heard him get into that with any other host. Thank you, Jim. And that's, you know, when I sat and listened to the interview after I'd done it, I came up with my my summation and the biggest things that came out of it. I think number one is when I asked him about House Speaker, right? He says, I didn't endorse McCarthy. That's not true. I did not endorse Kevin McCarthy. I thought he had. Everyone thinks he did. I saw headlines for a week saying that Trump endorsed Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker. No, he endorsed him as congressional reelection campaign. He's running for reelection as Congressman Kevin McCarthy. That's all Trump endorsed. So that's groundbreaking. He did not endorse him as House Speaker. And when I said, well, you should run for House Speaker, he said, what did he say? That's a private conversation between me and you later. So maybe he's not out of it yet. So we'll see. Maybe he's willing to run for House Speaker. Number two, I wasn't sure how he'd react when I say we won't make it to 2024. This country's going under. I don't know if we're going to make it to 2024. What did President Trump say? That's the big question. That's the big question. That is the big question. Much bigger question. So he understands the gravity of what's going on. In other words, his place in history is only secured. I mean, he's got an amazing place in history, but yet it's only secured by winning again in 2024. And if America's destroyed before it ever gets to 2024, then his place in history is not secured in the way he wants it and I want it. As a guy who came back from a defeat, which wasn't really a defeat, to win again and prove he won the second time by winning the third time. He is deflated. That's probably a good word. I don't think depressed is the right word. He's deflated. I have a friend who's basically an amateur psychologist, right? He can listen to anything I say or do on the radio, and he can tell me exactly where I was going and what I was thinking. Nobody else out there can do what this guy does. My buddy Matt. And Matt listened to the interview. He said, Trump is deflated. Well, he's not deflated for a bad reason that, you know, Trump, I don't know, doesn't want to be president. He's depressed about losing last time. No, he's deflated because he sees what I see, what's happened. He was supposed to be president. He was supposed to make this country great again, greater than even the 4 years that he was president. And it got stolen from him. And now they're destroying the country and destroying all of us, his voters. They're wiping out the middle class. $6, $7, $8 gas, we're destroyed. Do you know what home heating oil is going to be? You know what your gas bill at home is going to be? You know what the grocery bills are going to be? The farms are going under. The food plants are being burned to the ground. Trump knows what's going on. Of course he's deflated. Because he's scared for America. And he knows at this moment in time, just at this moment, he is powerless. I hate to use that word because he's one of the most powerful men that ever lived. And I would think he'd hate me using the word powerless. Donald Trump's never powerless, but he is powerless. He can't stop it right now. And he's just destroyed over that because we're getting destroyed. He can't stop it. He can't help us. He can't save us. But you see, if he becomes Speaker of the House, he could save us starting in January of 2023. We can't wait to January of 2025 after the 24 election. We cannot wait that long. He's got to cut that time dramatically or we're not going to make it. And as Dr. Jim said, I think one of the big things of the interview wasn't just Speaker of the House. It was his raw feelings about Bill Barr. And I was willing to tell him, you blew it on that one, man. I mean, that was a bad pick. I love when people turn around and go, oh, well, Bill Barr says Donald Trump really did win the election. He lost the election. It wasn't stolen. Bill Barr is a putz. Bill Barr is a schmuck. Bill Barr is a loser bushy. Bush doesn't think Trump won the election either. Neither does Mitt Romney. Oh, well, those are the authorities, aren't they? Loser deep state DC swamp frauds. All bought off by China. God knows how much money China has spread out to all these traitors who should be arrested, shackled, brought to Guantanamo, and put on trial for treason. Liars. They're all in on the scam. Everybody knows the election was stolen. I knew it in my bones, in my brain, in my skin, in my blood, in my veins. I knew it from my toes to the top of my head from the moment that the results came out and they said Biden won. Everyone knows it was stolen. But then along came Rigged, the movie Rigged, and the movie 2000 Mules. They are absolute proof positive the election was stolen. What more do you need? Every day more information comes out proving the election was stolen, but it doesn't matter. It's like Hunter Biden's laptop. It's erased. It's whitewashed. It's blacklisted. It's blacked out. Nobody knows. The average person is so dumb, they could spell cat if I spotted them the C and the A. They don't have a clue what's going on. There is so much proof coming out every day. On video of people stealing the election with mail-in ballots and with ballot harvesting in Georgia, in Wisconsin, in the nursing homes, in Pennsylvania, with the USPS, United States Postal Service trucker who drove 288,000 ballots from Long Island to Pennsylvania after the election, and then they used them to beat Trump. No problem there. You know, no problem. It's like, you know, hey, look in that room. There's a girl. There's 20 guys raping her. Oh, don't look. Close the door. There's not a problem. Oh, look, we're driving by a car accident. There's three heads rolling on the ground, and a car's on fire. Someone's burning to death in that car. Three heads rolling on the ground in the other car. Oh, move along. There's nothing to see. This election is so stolen, and they use the stolen election to destroy America. They're taking us out. Can't you see that? It's incredible. You know what my wife said to me in the break? I was speaking to Cindy, my wife, and Cindy says that one of her friends was listening to the interview, and they said, you know, at this point, we're going to need like a 4-star general to intervene, or the country is gone. And I said, you know what? I'd love to say your friend is right, but your friend is naive. There are no 4-star generals coming to our rescue. All the generals are frauds. They're bought off by China. All the generals care about is transgenderism. All the generals care about is climate change. All the generals are obsessed with is making sure the troops aren't white supremacists. Between Obama and Al Biden, which is the third term of Obama, and Obama's really the president, all they're doing is replacing every general and every police chief with people that are frauds, that are deep state, D.C. swamp, bought off by China, out to help the establishment, out to stop a Donald Trump. There are no generals coming to the rescue. The only way to rescue America is you and me. And we're going to have to come up with a plan fast. It's going to have to be the people, because the generals aren't coming to the rescue. There is no cavalry. Anyone who thinks the military is coming to the rescue is living in a dream state. The military has been infiltrated by the same communists that have infiltrated every government agency in America. Look at Milley. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. General Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff. You know, the highest-ranking general in America, head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That guy is a communist. Remember, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. He's a public figure. He can never sue me. I believe you're a communist, Milley. And I believe you should be brought up on charges of treason, and you should go to prison for the rest of your life because you are cavorting with the enemy. You're bought and owned by China. Clearly, but I'll say allegedly, you are bought and owned by China. What general in America's history would ever call up your counterpart in China, the leading military general, and say, I can't stand this guy Trump, my president, and if he ever attacks China, I'll give you advance warning. You, sir, are a traitor. A traitor's piece of human garbage. And I know what we have to do with garbage. All right. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Hope you were there for the Trump interview in hour number one. If you weren't, we're going to replay it in hour number three. So at 8 o'clock Eastern, which is 7 o'clock Central, which is 5 o'clock West Coast time, that hour will be a replay of the entire Trump interview. So if you missed it, you're going to get it. But some of the highlights, House Speaker highlights his thoughts on Bill Barr, highlights his thoughts on Ashley Babbitt, and I think highlight, he agrees it's a big question whether we make it to 2024. And another highlight would be Kavanaugh, that the media doesn't care that they wanted to assassinate a Supreme Court justice. This is the country we're living in. Communist attack on the United States. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard?
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In my inbox, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Tom says this is planned chaos. Planned chaos. And Paul says, other than the obvious steel logistics and Biden's low IQ, loathsome nature, and corruption, very few ever mention that this idiot didn't even campaign. He sat in his basement and ate ice cream while his hatchet men stole the election for him. Biden couldn't fill a McDonald's parking lot, while Trump still has tens of thousands showing up for each and every rally. If this demented dumbbell Biden got 81 million votes, then I'm being drafted by the New England Patriots tomorrow morning. Thanks for all you do, Wayne, Paul. Thank you, Paul. I mean, I think that pretty much sums it up, don't you? Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And if there's one thing I'd love to do for Trump, I'd love to get him on Energized Health, I swear to you. Because he looks great. Handsome guy. Looks incredible for his age, 75 years old. He looks incredible for 75 years old. But he has some weight to lose, and he knows that. He jokes about it. When we had the Trump Root event in Palm Beach, Florida, about 6 weeks ago, or maybe it's been 2 months now. Let's see, it was like April, I think it was like April 11th. So yeah, it was 2 months ago. We had the Trump Root event 2 months ago. It was just me and him on stage together. He made a joke to the crowd several times about how he needs to lose some weight, and Dr. Oz said he needs to lose some weight. And, so, and by the way, he's coming on the show, I think, next week. We've got Dr. Oz next week. He tried to come on this week. He wanted to come on. We couldn't find a proper time that we both could do, so we couldn't do it this week, but we'll do it next week. Dr. Oz will be on, my good buddy, and someone who I believe is a true America First conservative. And when people attack him, they don't understand. All of you love Trump, but you don't love Dr. Oz, so many of you. You don't understand. You're not being fair. Donald Trump was a liberal Democrat who donated to Democrats for 30 years in New York. Okay, now, he said great things. When he went on Oprah, he said great things. He sounded like a true patriot. He sounded like a true conservative and America First guy. But he was a Democrat donor. He donated to the Clintons. He donated to every liberal, the Cuomos, every liberal ever. And he never said, I support Republicans. And I'm telling you, that's Dr. Oz. Trump changed, and Dr. Oz has changed too, I promise you that. He is going to be an America First conservative. I will hold my boot to his neck. He knows that. I said it on the air. He's aware of that fact. He says, I will never disappoint you. I will never let you down, Wayne. He will do good things for America and for Pennsylvania. In any case, Energized Health. I'd love to get Trump on Energized Health because it changed my life, and I've never been fat a day in my life, but I lost 25 pounds of fat, including mostly dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, and now it's been almost 20 months on this program, and I look and feel fantastic. Wait till you see the video of me interviewing Trump. I mean, I look maybe the best of my life, and I'm 61 years old next month. So go now to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass video, and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people, just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration. Those are the life changers, the game changers. Make sure you tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get 40% off. Just say War or Wayne Alla Root sent me, and it's 40% off. Your life will change. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com. It's funny because, here's a couple more emails. I want to read them on the spot. I'm Republican, and I always listen to your show, and I love it. Thank you, Mary. Philip says, don't lose hope and faith. We the people hold the authority and the power. The Constitution of the United States provides for it. Let that sink into your soul. So there are people out there that say, don't lose the faith. I never lose the faith. I'm a guy who, you know, I consider myself the biggest positive thinker in the entire conservative movement. And yet, every day, I read these horrible stories to you. First of all, here's what I am. I'm not a positive thinker. I'm a positive cynic. I invented that term a long time ago. Because just because you're positive doesn't mean that you're going to survive, as an example, the Holocaust. I'm Jewish, right? In 1940, you could have been as positive as anyone in the world, and still, the Nazis would march to your door, steal everything you've got, herd you onto a cattle car, and then send you to a concentration camp where you starve to death or get gassed to death. Okay? So being positive doesn't keep you alive. Okay, I'm more of a guy who says, be positive at all times that the best is going to happen to you and prepare at all times for the worst. Be ready for the worst. And I'm telling you right now, be positive that we're going to save America, but prepare for bad news. Prepare for the worst. Because bad stuff is coming down the pike. And I can feel it in every vein in my body. Every cell in my body tells me Democrats are going to put us through hell. The best is not to come. The worst is to come. There may be a golden pot at the end of the rainbow. But you better prepare for the worst right now, and you better be ready to fight, because it's going to come down to us to fight to save America in a new American revolution, or we're going to need a divorce. I'm writing about that now. We need a divorce. We'll be right back. Wayne Alla Root.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The average price of a gallon of gas hit the $5 mark for the first time ever. Before departing from Andrews Air Force Base, President Biden was asked for his response as we head into the summer months.
It's outrageous what the war in Ukraine is causing. And we're trying very hard to make sure that we've significantly increased the number of barrels of oil that are being pumped out of the reserve we have. We've got 240,000 barrels as well coming from other nations. We're going to keep pushing on it.
The national average price has jumped 19 cents in just the past week, and it is up $1.93 from this time last year. The president of the Brookings Institution resigned Sunday amid a federal investigation into whether he illegally lobbied on behalf of the wealthy Persian Gulf nation of Qatar. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fellowship Home Loans, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Everybody needs a friend in the mortgage business. You know, I hear from Kip Perridge, my great friend at VRAinsider.com. Kip seems to think that it's either going to be a three-quarter of a point or a full one-point raise in interest rates at the next Fed meeting coming up in the next few days. So this is going to be a shock to the system. It might be just what we need to stop inflation, but it is going to stop the real estate market cold, and it's going to be very hard to get anyone to buy a house. Already, the mortgage applications are at a 22-year low, so you need a friend in the mortgage business, and you need them right now. Mike and Brian are my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. They've been in the mortgage business just about 20 years. They've been working on purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and often your current situation. They talk to you about it. They find out some comps, and they tell you exactly what they would do if they were in your shoes. You need guys like Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. FellowshipHomeLoans.com, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. If you're looking to buy a house, there's still time, and they can get you the best deal possible. 800-804-SAVE. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, fellowshiphomeloans.com. All right, so it's the last day before the Nevada GOP primary, which is tomorrow, the 14th of June. We've been thinking about it. We've been talking about it since January. So it's been a six-month run. It's finally here. Here's a man who has worked and worked and worked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's finally going to be over tomorrow night. And can he pull the big upset? It's really, at this point, most of the experts and most of the polls do seem to think it's a two-man race between Joe Lombardo, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, and Joey Gilbert. And we've got Joey Gilbert with us, Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. There's 15 people running, and most of the polls show it's a two-man race now, and you are the person that could pull off the upset. And so the question is, Joey, will you pull off the upset? Where do you think you are right now?
Oh, Wayne, there's no doubt in my mind we're going to win this. And it's not because I'm being arrogant or cocky. We've worked so hard. We've won every straw poll in the state. We've got the only endorsement from the GOP, the state GOP. And we've just got the people. We support, you know, we are supported by we the people. And I'm so confident just because as we've seen it tighten up, first of all, it was within the margin of error for the past couple weeks. But there's some internal casino polling showing me ahead. There's some DNC polling showing me ahead. And I'm confident that at the end of the day, you know, we're going to, you know, our voters, our people, your listeners, many of the folks we know are waiting till tomorrow to vote. And those votes that come in tomorrow are going to be the exact ones we're looking for. They're going to be overwhelmingly in my favor. And, you know, I have no doubt in my mind, like I said, not because I feel like, you know, I'm privileged or I'm lucky. No, we worked hard. We went to all 17 counties, like you said, around the clock, 7 days a week. You know, 24 hours a day almost, you know, with little breaks here and there. And that's what the people expect. They want someone that's going to fight for them. Nevada's ready for a champion, a fighter, who's going to get in and do the best job for the people and not for the special interests.
You like to say you are Trump from the jump, meaning from the first moment you are the most like Trump out there, the most Trump-like candidate, the most Trump-like views. So I guess this is the hard question. Why do you think Trump endorsed Joe Lombardo? Why do you think that happened? I had Trump on my show today, but we had pre-approved questions. We went over them. I could only get the questions in that Trump was willing to answer. That was not one of them. So I'm going to ask you, if you're the most Trump-like candidate, which I agree, your views are match Trump on every issue. You're America first. Why do you think Trump endorsed Joe Lombardo?
Trump was misinformed. Listen, they pulled the fast one on him. They told him that Joe Lombardo was the only chance Nevada had, which was a lie. They didn't realize how disliked he is here in Clark County, how untrusted he is in the rural counties. Look, no Republican trusts Joe Lombardo with their Second Amendment rights. And listen, you know, maybe there's a lot of things that have crept up on Lombardo. I don't think during the debate, you know, he acted properly. He also wasn't ready to be called out on creating, you know, the number one sanctuary state in the country. Nevada, as I said in the debate, was found by Trump's Inspector General's report, 2016, May 31st, to be the most, the worst, you know, county for sanctuary county in the United States.
Yeah, so Clark County was.
Yeah, Clark County. And Clark County was one of 10 jurisdictions found in violation of federal law. Lombardo lied about that. So He can't be an America First candidate when he's the sanctuary city guy. He's not for constitutional carry. I am. So I'm all the things Nevadans want, and Lombardo is all the things that the establishment wanted and wanted him to be. And he just has performed horribly. He couldn't find a worse candidate from the way he answered questions, the way he's appeared in public. He's been heckled everywhere he goes. So I think Trump just got some bad advice. Look, I love President Trump. I can't wait to work with him, you know, in crushing Steve Sisolak down the line, but he got it wrong. And now the other thing is this, I'm not going to need his support. I've got the people's support, and that's what I'm looking forward to doing, is proving that I've got the most, you know, broad, you know, biggest tent for everybody to come under, and that's what we're going to do. We've got the independents, the nonpartisans, Republicans, the Trumpicans, even the, you know, 30% of Democrats that haven't lost their mind and taking a huge, you know, left turn. They're coming. They want safe schools. They want schools to educate. They want no crime or less crime. And they want our economy that works for everyone, that's never shut down again. And Lombardo played the game. He enforced the Sisolak's mandate, and then he took it a step forward and enforced his own mandate for vaccines at Metro. He loses on all those points. It's over.
So let me tell you how the mind of Wayne Allyn works. This is going to be a scary one, right? So what I really, there's 1,000 important issues, but the ones I care about, in order, vaccines, yep, mandates, masks, yep, and lockdowns. And obviously Sisolak failed at all of those, but my question to you is, how are you better than a Joe Lombardo or a John Lee or a Guy Nora or any other candidate those issues? I'm throwing you a softball, buddy. Go ahead and hit it out of the park.
I know. But, I mean, that's just funny because Wayne, like my evil twin brother on here, Wayne Allyn Root, we were calling this nonsense out in March and April 2020, and we were both saying mandates aren't laws, they're not. Everything the governor did was unconstitutional. I would have never shut the state a day. Lombardo's on the record. He's asked in the news, would you have shut businesses? And he says, yes, I would have. And then you don't have to ask him about the mandate because he enforced it on his own, on new hires. So I would have never shut the state. I never will shut the state. Nevadans will never hear the word mandate again. But listen, I'm for choice. You want to wear a mask, wear it. You want to get the vaccine, we'll make sure it's available for you. But, you know, if you don't want it, no one's going to force you to do it. This is America. So I am the only, you know, medical freedom, medical privacy, parental rights, you know, education vouchers, break up CCS.
Is Joey there? He went dead. Is it just me or did he go dead? Nobody can hear Joey right now? All right, we'll call him back. I was to see, sometimes there's like a quick 3-second blank, and it's just to me, and the people can hear the guest I'm interviewing, and other times, you know, it's gone, and nobody can hear him, and I think Joey's phone just fell off. He's probably up in Reno, and he just was driving somewhere, and he lost connection, I guess. We'll get Joey back on the phone. But an interesting day today because for those of you who are just checking in now, that was Joey Gilbert, Republican candidate for governor of Nevada, on the line. Tomorrow's the big day. Tomorrow's the big GOP primary, June 14th. Early voting is over. The only way to vote is to actually physically go tomorrow to the polls and vote. We got Joey back again. Joey, you there?
Yeah, Wayne, you know, that was the craziest thing. My phone just shut off when I got a great signal.
That was Sisolak listening in. So I want to stress something, because it's one thing for a candidate to claim that they were anti-mask from the start, they were anti-vaccine from the start, they were anti-lockdown from the start. You and I are right at the top of the list of people that got it right from day one. You were on my show from day one talking about those things. You're not making them up now. You're not coming to the play, you know, to the dance late. You, from day one, you said those things. Wayne Root, I can prove I said them from day one, because I got fired with the number one most popular column after 4 years and hundreds of columns in the Las Vegas Review Journal. They fired me, Joey, because I was anti-lockdown and wanted the city to stay open. Can you imagine? And I thought masks were a joke. And you know, and I criticized all those terrible statistics coming from that moron in England that's never gotten anything right in his life, that exaggerates every illness and said there'd be millions dead in America. And I wrote column after column saying this guy's a moron. And they said, oh, Wayne Root doesn't take COVID seriously enough. That was the reasoning they gave for why they let me go with the RJ. Can you imagine? So you and I are on the right page. But I want to compliment you, because it's much more than that. Joey is the CEO of Frontline Doctors. Frontline Doctors.
Chairman of the board.
Chairman of the board of Frontline Doctors. Yep. I mean, that's amazing. They saved how many? Yep. 10 tens or hundreds of thousands of lives.
Tens of thousands. They have probably hundreds of thousands, but tens of thousands for sure.
So Joey, tell them how you became chairman of the board of Frontline Doctors. How does a politician and lawyer...
Well, you know what? Listen, I'm not like Joe Lombardo, the establishment swamp rat that just got picked. I was out at Trump Doral speaking at an event, and Dr. Gold saw me speak and was like, wow, I was raining down the fire like war does, like crazy, at an event, and met Christy Noem and said, these masks are garbage, this is garbage. And so she came up to me and said, I would love to work with you. We need a strong attorney who's a fighter, a warrior like you. So I ended up just coming on to help her. Next thing you know, I become a board member, and then she asked me to become chairman of the board, and we dropped lawsuits on behalf of our military because Biden affected military readiness by enforcing that vaccine. We fought the mask mandate. We sued the Clark County School District for the mask. And we sued the university system, Brian Sandoval and all those guys, for the vaccine mandate on the university kids. So I'm the only one that's proven by my actions and not my words and talking points that I'm not only going to be in the fight, but I've been in the fight like you for 2 years.
Joey and I have saved a lot of lives together. Let me tell you, a lot of lives. And by the way, so many studies are out today. A new study's out. The CDC's own data indicates right now double the rate of COVID among the triple vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. I will remain forever unvaccinated. God bless America. God bless freedom. Joey Gilbert, running for governor of this state, fighting for freedom too. Make sure you go out and vote tomorrow. Joey, thank you for coming on the show. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
All right, Wayne on the root's on fire. I want to mention a great America First candidate who is sponsoring this show, Kyle LeBru, for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. If you're not in CD4 in Missouri, you probably think, who cares? Well, first of all, every single guy and gal we elect to Congress makes a difference. So no matter where you are in this country, you want to see a great America First pro-Trump candidate, real, unabashedly positive conservative candidate, get elected. And that is Kyle LeBru. Strong, unapologetic conservative with conservative values, America First conservative, an entrepreneur, and does not believe the answer is more Republicans in Congress. He believes the answer is more good Republicans in Congress, more great Republicans in Congress. It's America First Republicans in Congress. And so Kyle LeBru is a great candidate. His primary, I think, doesn't come until early August, I believe, in Missouri. I believe it's early August. I got to check back with Kyle. But this guy is a fantastic Republican, and he's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. And so he understands that government works for the people, not the other way around. So I want you to support Kyle LeBru no matter where you are in this country. He's a big fan of the show. He's a big fan of mine. He's a good guy, a conservative fighter, warrior. Visit KyleLeBru.com and click the contribute button. No matter where you are in the country, throw him $25, throw him $50, throw him $100, throw him $1,000. KyleLeBru.com, paid for by Kyle LeBru for Congress. LeBru is L-A-B-R-U-E. KyleLeBru.com. Thank you, Kyle. His primary is August 2nd. That's when it's coming up. So it's interesting that that during the Trump interview, I brought up something he did not know. Because it just came out, I believe, late Sunday night I saw it. But there's a CNN article that says Donald Trump has become more popular since the January 6th Capitol attack. And January 6th, it says, did little to damage Trump over the long term. Today, Trump's polling position with Americans overall is one of his best, and he remains the front runner for the 2024 Republican nomination. It goes on to point out he's leading Biden in basically every poll, And his average net approval rating is better than 86% of the time during his four-year presidency. Right now, it's better than 86% of the time that he was president. In other words, CNN is reporting that Donald Trump is the most popular he's ever been. And that's after everything that happened, January 6th, and the insurrection, supposedly the insurrection that he led, and supposedly he's such an unpopular guy, and billions of dollars spent against him, and billions of free media against him by CNN and MSNBC and all the big networks. And yet, here he is, more popular than he's ever been. At the same time that's happening, what do I tell you every day? What did I say during the interview with President Trump? And by the way, we're replaying it in hour number three. So coming up in just a few minutes, you get the full hour interview with President Trump, all four segments, if you didn't hear it in hour number one. I interviewed President Trump earlier today, 9 o'clock this morning, West Coast time, and we'll replay it in hour number three. But I made a point of telling President Trump that America despises Joe Biden. He's not going to run again. They're throwing him under the bus. They're throwing Grandpa off the plane. And the plane is Air Force One. The Democrat Party has no use for this guy anymore. And Trump agreed that Biden is, you know, he'd be shocked if Biden runs against him. And sure enough, what comes out moments ago, new poll, this one is by Civics poll, just 33% of Americans approve of Joe Biden, tying his lowest ever approval rating. The Civics poll ties Biden's lowest ever approval rating from Quinnipiac polling on June 8th, when they had Biden at 33%. And his overall approval rating has been weighed down, not by Republicans, but by independents. Only 21% of independents in America approve of Joe Biden. 66% disapprove. And his low approval rating among independents, it says, is hurting his approval rating in important swing states. According to Biden's approval number, Democrats will have a tough time convincing voters the Democrat Party is not responsible for inflation, high prices, and the southern border invasion. Here are the numbers. In Texas, 27% approve of Biden, 61% against. In Georgia, 29% approve, 58% against. In Arizona, 30% approve, 60% against. In Nevada, 32% approve, 57% against. In Pennsylvania, 33% approve of Biden, 56% against. In Michigan, 35% approve, 55% against. In Wisconsin, 36% approve, 56% against. In New Hampshire, 36% approve of Biden, 53% against. In New Mexico, 36% approve, 52% against. And in New Jersey, 39% approve, 50% against. Everywhere in the country. And these are not Republican states other than Texas. These are all purple states, battleground states. Georgia sure isn't a Republican state anymore. Nevada's not a red Republican state anymore. Arizona's not a red Republican state anymore. These are all battleground states. New Mexico's a pretty liberal state. New Jersey's a really liberal state. New Hampshire's gone Democrat every recent race. So these are all trending between purple states and blue states, and people can't stand Joe Biden, which, you know, makes my point that I made to President Trump. This guy is never going to run again. Democrats have no interest in running him. He was just a front guy, a weak, feeble, dementia-laden, zombie puppet front guy that they used to get America to vote for a white old grandfather with supposedly moderate views. Well, it was really a coup and an insurrection against the country. Saul Alinsky said, whatever you see in the mirror, accuse the other guy. They're the ones who pulled off a coup and an insurrection against America. My Trump interview coming up next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Ready.